This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early summer. The sky seems so very far away, and moon and stars and planets so out of reach, constellations hidden often by clouds and haze. But really, a person might simply look close by to find the heavens. The land has a galaxy of signs which are astronomical resources of delicate and fragrant detail. All along the 40th parallel, the center of the country, the land is on the cusp of early summer, and in the shade firepink and honewort are flowering. At the edge of the forest, wild plants include blue-eyed grass, silver yarrow, and yellow sedum, bright moneywort, daisies, yellow sweet clover, wild roses, wild iris dock, and smooth broom grass. And we, and all these gifts, and the earth that carries us are not in isolation, but connected tightly to the wide universe and the planets tilt against the sun. When young blackbirds join their parents to harvest the ripening cherries and mulberries, and when painted turtles are out laying eggs, then at 10 o'clock at night, the boxy constellation of Libra lies due south along the horizon. When fireflies glow in the grass, then the Corona Borealis and its outrider Arcturus move directly overhead. Even though the spinning sky would seem to have no care for the vagaries of flora, the land's reflection is always true. If one travels north to the 45th, or south to the 35th parallel, the flawless correspondence between heaven and the earth need not fail. In the south, all the blossoms of early summer align with Libra at 3 in the morning instead of 10 at night. Along the Canadian border, well before dusk, the stars would barely shine, but there they would be, all petaled markers of the cosmos. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early summer. In the meantime, think how whatever you see around you at home or along the highway is a map of the stars above you.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.